بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي ثعلبة الخشني رضي الله عنه قال كان الناس إذا نزلوا منزلا تفرقوا في الشعاب والأودية، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن تفرقكم في هذه الشعاب والأودية إنما ذلكم من الشيطان، فلم ينزلوا بعد ذلك منزلا إلا انضم بعضهم إلى بعض. رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. Abu Thalaba al-Khushani radiyallahu anhu narrates, when the Sahaba, when the people used to stop over at a place at night, then they would disperse into the different mountain passes and the valleys. In other words, they would separate and they would disperse from one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after seeing this, he said that your dispersing in this manner into the mountain passes, into the valleys, this is from shaitan. In other words, you should not be dispersing and moving away and sleeping separately and settling down separately. You should be together. When the Sahaba heard this, فَلَمْ يَنْزِلُوا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مَنْزِلًا إِلَّا ضَمَّ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. Thereafter, whenever they would stop over at a place, then they would remain close together. And from this is, we can understand very easily the wisdom, the hikmat behind this, that if any person requires any assistance, the person is nearby, his satis, his companions are all nearby, then they can assist him. And especially in those days, a person is attacked by the enemy and is alone, then there will be nobody to assist him. But if people are together, there is a jamaat, it is together, and this is the hikmat, that when they are sleeping close by and they have settled down close to one another, then each person can assist the person who is in need. وعن سهر بن عمرو وقيل سهر بن ربيع بن عمرو الأنصاري المعروف بابن الحنظلية رضي الله تعالى عنه وهو من أهل بيعة الرضوان قال مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ببعير قد لحق ظهره ببطنه فقال اتقوا الله في هذه البهائم المعجمة فاركبوها صالحة وكلوها صالحة. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. In this hadith narrated by Ibn Hanzaliyya, he was a famous Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was from the Sahaba who had taken pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is known as Bay'atul Ridwan. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by a camel whose back was sticking to his stomach. In other words, it had become very, very lean and thin, and obviously the person, the owner, had not been feeding this animal. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said اتقوا الله في هذه البهائم المعجمة. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to these dumb animals. These animals cannot speak. They cannot complain to you and tell you that you are burdening them with extra work and loads and you're not feeding them. فَرْكَبُوهَا صَالِحًا. Therefore ride them in a good condition. We talk about wear and tear with our cars and vehicles. These also animals, a person should not ride them continuously in the journey without giving them a rest and break. So, فَرْكَبُوهَا صَالِحًا. Ride them in a good condition. وَكُلُوهَا صَالِحًا. And eat them in a good condition. In other words, eat them according to Sharia. If you have to slaughter these animals, slaughter them according to the rules of Sharia. These animals, the meat should be wholesome and halal. So, the important point here is, when a person is traveling, then, of course, those days they used animals. Then the person should not overburden the animal. And he should pay attention to this creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine if Islam is talking about being kind to animals, how much importance it emphasizes and stresses upon looking after human beings and moreover those who have iman. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal and understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. الشباب لا تستطيع